Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way we win, people. If you're part of the solution, because you're informed, then we win. We will just plaster them. Okay? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do. I mean that sincerely. And I do appreciate the time that you're, you know, again, that you're involved in the conversation. Right? And mostly because you're getting informed. I mean, once you get informed, we're in. You know what I mean? We got, what did they say, we got it going on? Where was I? I just had the story up. I was going to tell you guys about. I love that. Yeah, whatever. Pence goes to Young America. He's telling them, look, take your pro-life cause to every state or every state house in America. Pence is assuming that they have a clue as to how to do that. No, I'm not railing on him. I mean, I'm just being honest about it. Right? I mean, Pence, to Young America, take pro-life. Pick the pro-life cause everywhere. Don't let them get away with it. Don't let them get away with it for a second. I agree with them. You know, you see this all the time. And the kids get discouraged. And they think they don't have a say. You have a say. You just have to fight through the say. That's our fault. Pence called the abortion rights to be rescinded from coast to coast on Tuesday. He was at the YAF, Young Americans Foundation. He said, I stand before you today with a grateful heart that after nearly 50 years alive of incalculable value and loss, 50 years of heartbreak, 50 years of praying and fasting. You know, I have to say that to you Christians. I don't know over the years how many of you I spoke with that kept saying, well, we've lost that battle. We've lost that battle. I'm not going to get all preachy on you guys, but I want you to hear me. Hear me out. We didn't lose the battle. I don't know what happened to you. I don't know where your head went with all this. But we didn't lose the battle. Okay? I mean, it's irritating as heck. And you get weary waiting. But things had to line up. God doesn't beat you over the head and force you to do things. Things had to line up the proper way. People had to be ready for this. You now have the majority of Americans that are willing to speak up. But when I say majority, I don't mean 51%. I'm talking up in the 90s. That think that partial birth abortion is an abomination. And not to God, but humanity as a whole. It's disgusting. Now, last month, at long last, he said, with the support of three Supreme Court justices appointed during the Trump-Pence administration, we sent Roe versus Wade to the ash heap. Now, look, that's a little bit of an overstatement. When you say we've now banned abortion, we're so excited that we've won this battle. You haven't won the battle yet. You have not banned abortion. You've only taken it out of the federal hands. Now you got to deal with it from state to state. If you truly want to do something about it, you got to go state to state. In a very real sense, we've only come to the end of the beginning, he continued. I'm glad he stated that, right? He said, as my fellow conservatives, it now falls to this generation. Oh, God, love it. It now falls to you young folks to take the case for life to every state house in America. Our freedom agenda calls for advancing pro-life protections. The New York Post reports that Pence called for increased support for crisis pregnancy centers. I agree with him. Right? I mean, the crisis pregnancy centers offer different options, not just one. They don't sit there at the counter and say, well, you can have an abortion to ruin your life, unlike Planned Parenthood, who will say you can have that baby to ruin your life and the chances of you dying in childbirth are just astronomical. Right. But we're the fearmongers. Putting a stop to taxpayer funding of abortions, defunding Planned Parenthood, as well as reforming adoption laws. You can't be pro-life if you're not pro-adoption. Really that simple. Now, he added that he believes the destiny of the United States is, just linked to restoring unalienable rights to life for every human being, not just for one. Right? We save the babies, we'll save America. That's the way he put it. It's hosted by the Young American Foundation, great, great organization. They're in schools, they're in towns, all over the place. Pence's remarks on Tuesday came just hours before former President Trump was slated to give the keynote address at approximately 3 o'clock during America's First Policy Institute Day Summit. So these guys are kind of crisscrossing with each other. But look, the message that they have is so darn close. I'm not going to put one down over the other. You have to reach these young kids. You've got to get to them. The only difference is that Pence really doesn't light them up like Trump does. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Tom Del Beccaro joins me after the break. I hope I can get him on. We'll be back in a few.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's a script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family, too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You would see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I want you to get involved. I want you to get engaged. I want you to know what's going on, because that's really what it boils down to. If you don't have a clue, if you don't understand what's happening, you sound like an idiot. You know, and you know, take it from me. That's not a fun place to be. You know what I'm saying? Just talking. Okay. Tom Del Vaccaro joins me, as he does from time to time, when I can get him on the show, when he's not, you know, cooking a great gravy on the stove. And always appreciate his time with me as well. Tom, thanks for being with me.
Joe, always good to be on.
Yeah. So, hey, listen. tell me this ain't true. Tell me this is no way this is going to happen, because a friend of mine said this about a year ago, and I poo-pooed him when it came to our buddy Gavin Newsom being president or somehow sliding in as president. Tell me that this is an impossibility. Why are you laughing?
Because I told you he was running for president. He's been running for president since he was in high school. He is super well connected. And I'm guessing the reason why you're asking me this rhetorical question is because I had an op-ed out, a big op-ed out today about all the reasons why that would be a disaster for America.
Yeah, I am actually having discussions with people who I thought were sane, mainstream Democrats that I thought were sane, really believing that California overall is doing well. And that he would do well as president. I'm going, are you out of your mind? He'd be replacing some. I mean, just think about how much worse it would get.
But, yeah, look, the California way would be on display. And, you know, the California way, you know, most people just, you know, hear, oh, we have a surplus. You know, California is healthy. And that is the reason why they have this view is because the media ignores realities. And the biggest one they ignore, the one that's just flat out unforgivable, is that California is the worst in the nation in poverty. You know, it spends now, what, $300 billion a year in a budget, and we still have, for 8 years running, the worst poverty in the country. 33% of the welfare recipients, only 17% of the population. So if it's a success, why do you have such rampant poverty? The answer, of course, it isn't. And the media hides that. And the people who are in the know are living nice lives where they don't have these issues.
Yeah, it is amazing to me to watch this take place, to watch what's going on, and they're still letting him, here in California especially, letting him get away with it. You know, we're seeing, I'll give you a little twist you probably didn't know about. People know I'm on a school board out here. We're now being sued on a regular basis when we go into closed session. What we're talking about on a regular basis is these lawsuits that are coming at us because kids didn't get the proper education during the lockdown. And so, even though we followed what the county told us to do, what the state told us to do, we're having to pay to re-educate children.
Yeah, no, it's horrible. And part of my piece today talks about, you know, California continues to be, 44th in the last ranking of education.
Mr. Delbico, and last week we hit 50th in literacy.
Yeah, right. And keep in mind that, you know, people say, well, it's, you know, because we have such a diversity of students. Well, some of that is self-imposed pain. But keep this in mind, and that is the fact that over the last 20 years, are the student population has grown by 8%, or 12%. But the administration has grown by over 80%. That's where the growth is, in administration. And it's got to stop. That's an insane amount of overhead growth. And that's why we're in these suits, because all they do is fund things with no accountability.
You know, you made a comment about, it probably had to do with the English as a Second Language group. Where I grew up in Boston, we had kids who got off the boat that weekend. I mean, literally got off the boat that weekend. And were in school. I went to a parochial school. Went to school on Monday. And, uh-huh. You know, the yardstick teachers used to speak English quickly. But anyway,
yes.
But they used to buddy those kids up with English-speaking kids. And these kids quickly were obviously done it 100%, but they were reading and writing and understanding English and were able to take that home to their parents. We tend to want to perpetuate the issue of kids not learning English, not understanding English, not really having a grasp on the culture. And it's almost like we do it on purpose.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. These are government programs, are jobs to somebody, right? So California education is bad. California homelessness is bad. I mean, crime is out of control. Gavin Newsom claimed Gavin, for those of your listeners who don't know this, Gascon in L.A. got his start through Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom is the guy who pointed him to DA in San Francisco, then he went to L.A. Gavin Newsom claimed 2 weeks ago that, or less than 2 weeks ago, that he was unaware of the job he was doing. He hadn't focused on it. I'm sorry, what? It's a national censori. It's a county with a population bigger than 42 states, and he's unaware? So I wrote this piece because the talk of Gavin Newsom for president is significant. He's the new poll out of New Hampshire has him ahead of Kamala Harris and just behind Joe Biden and other Democrats.
Wait a minute, though. Come on. I'm going to challenge you on that one. How hard is it to be a little above Kamala Harris?
That's actually stunning. I can't imagine a sitting vice president. Look, I made this prediction before. I will make it again for you. I don't think she actually, unless she becomes president.
Hold it. I know you're going to make a prediction here. Hold the prediction to the other side. This is how you make them come back. Joe Messina, right. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back with Don DeVocaro.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
White House economic advisor Brian Deese said Tuesday that while U.S. inflation is hurting Americans in their wallets, at least they're not facing famine like some other countries. He shrugged off a question about the U.S. being on the brink of a recession.
Look, our focus is on trying to improve economic circumstances in this country. That's what we are focused on, and that's what all of our policies are designed to do.
The inflation rate hit 9.1% in June. A meteor that lit up the sky over Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Texas set off a sonic boom on Sunday night in Texas. People in towns between Austin and Houston reported hearing a loud explosion. Security cameras in Austin, Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio recorded the fireball racing across the sky. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe McKee, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's what you want. You want to be part of the solution. And you do that by getting informed. And I always tell you jokingly, but I mean it, kind of mean it seriously. I don't have all the answers for you. Just because I have a mic doesn't mean I have all the answers. Doesn't mean I'm the smartest guy in the room. That's why I bring people on to have a clue. They're in this every day. They have their areas of expertise. And they know what they're doing. And that's why I've asked Tom DelPicaro to join me. Tom is an acclaimed author, speaker, former chairman of the California Republican Party, which will be going extinct here soon. His book, The Divided Era, How We Got Here, and The Keys to America's Reconciliation. Tom, always love having you on with me.
Thank you so much. We were talking about our good friend Kamala Harris.
Your good friend, okay.
Yeah, so here's my prediction. If you recall, November of 2019, I went on Fox and predicted that she would not even make the gate in Iowa. This was just weeks after she declared that she was going to blanking move there. And they kind of looked at me and they said, we'll see. Well, of course, she didn't make the gate there. And unless Biden doesn't make it to 4 years, or let's do it this way. If Biden doesn't make it, if Biden makes it to 4 years, I predict she doesn't run for president. If Biden doesn't make it and she becomes president, I think it'll be 50-50 that she doesn't run. And, of course, that would be unprecedented. We've never had a sitting president with the ability to run for president, not run for president. And so she is she's a special case. But she's behind Gavin Newsom in the polls. He's running. He's watching her. He's waiting to see who implodes, and he'll be on. He'll make his push for 2024, which is frightening to everyone. So I wrote this piece. You can see it at Fox. You can also see it at politicalvanguard.com, outlining all the reasons why he would be a disaster.
Well, why don't you give us one or two of those? And well, first off, why doesn't Joe run again? What keeps Joe from running? And do you think one of my predictions has been is that he'll eventually here, with everything piling up against his son and himself and him getting a little sicker, it would be perfect for him to say, I'm resigning because my health is failing quicker than I thought it would. And, you know, the country needs to be moving forward and I can't continue doing that. That's what I believe. What do you think will happen?
He's immensely unpopular among Democrats. 78% of the country doesn't want him to run again.
Yep.
Policies are failing, but that's not how the Democrats see it. They just see him as a weak leader. And a good portion of the Democrat Party thinks he should go farther and fight for things, which he's incapable of doing. So even if he didn't have these health issues, they don't much like him. His approval ratings are now firmly in the 30s, which is spells a catastrophe for the Democrats this fall. And so they're ready to move on. We've never in the television era had a circumstance where even the party of the president was talking about who else should run the next time around before the midterms. That's never happened. It's hurting the Democrats in the midterms because they have no message. They have no leader. They're headed to a bad result. And so he's not going to run. You know, it'll become very apparent. He may stick out the 4 years because the people in power, including his wife and President Blaine, won't want him, Klain, I'm sorry, he's the chief of staff. They won't want to give up power because they're running the country, but he won't run, and she'll have such bad polling. Look, she's only at 35% in California. That is unbelievably bad and unprecedented as well. So we're going to have a wide open field, probably be 30 Democrats running. Gavin will be one of them.
Wow, you think that, so? 30?
Oh, yeah. The barrier to running for president is non-existent now. Look, Pete Buttigieg ran for president. Think about that. His last election was 8,500 votes as Fort Wayne mayor. It don't take much to get in.
Heck, if that's the case, I could have beat him.
Exactly.
I got over 12,000 votes in my last election. I could have beat him.
Yeah, and keep this in mind. Gavin Newsom becomes an instant player because going into Iowa, he'll have what Kamala didn't have. And that is he will have the lock up a huge percentage of the California delegates, which, of course, is a huge percentage of the delegates needed to get the nomination.
You know, in running around with some of our compadres around here in California, Tom, what do you perceive as the future of the California Republican Party? I mean, seriously.
Well, fortunately or unfortunately, the state is actually going to get significantly worse. Gavin Newsom is not paying attention to crime. And the Democrats are only giving, we'll see what the new SFDA is, but that's going to get worse. Energy prices are going to be bad. Homelessness is going to stay bad. So the opportunity is certainly there. And remember, it's darkest before light. There have been comebacks. There was a comeback in Pennsylvania. There was a comeback in Michigan. There was a comeback in Wisconsin. We'll have to see. But the current migratory trends don't point to a revival anytime soon.
We in our school district, which is made up of over 56,000 plus kids, and I equate that to what? The 30,000 plus families in our district. We have almost 300,000 people that live up here. We have lost collectively between all the school districts over 2,500 people, kids that have actually moved out of the area, not even gone to private school or such. So you have people already leaving the state for places like Utah, Tennessee, Oklahoma, you know, Texas, and so on.
That's what I meant by it.
Yeah.
So, you know, the California Republican Party, if it was smart, would pick one or two of those issues we just discussed, focus on nothing else, focus on water, focus on crime, and just run candidates on those issues if they want to make a comeback.
Yeah. I agree a lot with some of the things that you say. I just don't see, we're so busy playing games and just going to say it, fighting each other at times, because everybody's got a different idea of what they believe will bring California back. Well, part of it is we have to get the same page first, or pretty darn close to the same page.
Well, there's, you know, I remember Carl Rove saying to me once, everybody's looking for the 80% issue. Well, in California, 70% of the voters think that crime is getting worse in their area. They're willing to recall a DA in San Francisco and a school board. They're willing to go after Gascon. The Beverly Hills City Council just voted against enforcement of any upcoming mask mandate.
Right.
The openings are there. It's going to take leadership, though, instead of footsie, to get something done, and some rich people are going to have to step forward.
But, Tom, even with all the screaming and yelling about Gascon and how bad it is, and your videos of people crapping in the street and even dying after shooting up in the street, what did we get, a 30% turnout in the last election?
Yeah, there's a lot of Republicans who have convinced themselves that voting doesn't matter, which means that they're giving the Democrats victories before they even try. And if the Republicans continue to do that anywhere in the country, the Democrats will have succeeded without a fight. That can't be done. And for all of my friends out there.
Hold it. Come back. We got to go for a break. We both will be capitalists. Right. I need to make some money here, unless you're cutting checks. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wrap. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe.
The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
All right, I'll say it. Happy intro for Classy Guys. No, not that one. Joe McKinger, host. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Send an email to Joe at therealside.com. Joe at therealside.com. Tom Del Vaccaro joins me. We're going to finish discussing Newsom's chance of becoming El Presidente. God, I hope not. Tom is an acclaimed author, speaker, former chairman of the California Republican Party. You can read all about them in some of the history books. His book, The Divided Era, How We Got Here and the Keys to America's Reconciliation. Tom, I got to tell you something. I love you, man, but I'm now going down that road of there may be a civil war in this country if things don't change. Give me your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think more likely you're going to see a state like Texas say that the union was only a compact and there's no binding obligation to remain within the union. Which is, by the way, the same argument that the South made so many years ago. I think it is getting worse, and it's the fault of government. The more government decides, the more it divides. The bigger government gets, the more in debt it gets. And, you know, these people in these states are going to say, why the heck should we stick around for this when the government's actually just making things worse? And things are worse. I mean, this is not a shock. The inflation we're facing today is, yes, exacerbated by international events, but the reality is that inflation is caused by falling output versus the printing of the rate that you print money. And the rate that you print money is influenced by how much you spend. And starting in 2020, starting with COVID, they knocked. What happened? You had output for the economy crushed, went down, and they started spending an unbelievable amount, $3 trillion more than they otherwise would have. And they've continued to do that. So you had falling output, huge spending, financed by printing of money. That is the classic formula for inflation. And the Biden administration wants to make that worse. So do the Democrats. Most Republicans do not.
You know, it is interesting. When I was I did a story, I think it was last night, about the Constitution and where people feel the Constitution is and whether it needs to be replaced or wiped out or what have you. And as you can imagine, there's a major chasm between the GOP and Democrats as to whether the Constitution applies today.
And, look, a 27% of Democrats think it's irrelevant.
Yeah, but you know, the funny thing about it is when you look at the polls and look what people are responding with, they say it needs to be replaced with something else because it's outdated. Now I'm gonna put on you and say this is ignorant. This is how bad our education system is. We've got the only Constitution on the face of the planet where we the people can change it through a convention of states or an amendment. But nobody's been taught that. Nobody's been taught how to do it. So they think that the only way to fix this is to do what other countries do, which is, you know, rip it up, burn it, throw it away, and try to create another one.
You mean like the founders did?
What?
You mean like the founders did with the Articles of Confederation? Listen.
Yes.
You're in education. That which isn't taught is soon forgotten. There's a reason why government schools don't teach non-governmental values, private sector values, or a history. Socialists require ignorance. And so today we don't teach civics. We do the opposite. We teach collectivism and why government, big government, is good for people. And so our kids believe it. They see capitalists as bad people, even though they rush to the Apple store with each new rollout, and they can't understand anything about, they think personal freedoms are, you can expend them if it's, you know, for the greater good or for, you know, equity. They don't know that the only equity is in significant poverty. They've never studied the effects of government, and they're not being taught, and there's a reason.
No, ignorance is, look, I've said this on the show a million times. I don't know if you've heard me say this before. I feel like we're back in the Jim Crow era, because the whole idea behind when Jim Crow didn't, you know, it was against the law to teach, educate a black person. And they didn't do that because they knew what would happen if they got educated. They would figure out a way to get out of the situation they were in. As long as they keep dumbing down these kids, because that's where it started with the young kids, confusing them, dumbing them down, not really teaching them anything that other than they might be a boy or a girl, just depends on the day of the week, or actually the hour for that matter. I mean, seriously, these are the things that we're teaching, and we wonder why we have such a problem. Well, actually, some of us don't wonder. You know, you look at what's going on with that mall shooting, what was it, last week? And the bodega stabbing. You know, here's two situations. The only thing the left could lock onto with the mall shooting is that there was a sign up that said there were no guns allowed. Now, they had no problem with the shooter who came in to kill people having a gun, but the guy who actually stopped the mass shooting, they had a problem with. This is where we're at today mentally.
Yeah, look, I did a, I think one of my most popular recent posts on Facebook was that children need values more than money. There are no values. There, you know, the parents wonder why this mass shooter occurs when he covers up his windows and has access to guns. That's not normal behavior. Why is it not normal behavior? You know, because the mother was and the parents were absent and didn't do anything about it, and then it became too late. But instead, they enabled people. So, yeah, look, civilizations are born of purpose and die in doubt. And that is where we are. Our civilization is being enormously challenged now, and the reason for that is that the liberal establishment and schools have taught people that there is no nobility in America. There's nothing but wrong. And so what's a child to do if everything's wrong?
You know, I joked that my grandfather would have said, we're out of here. This is not what we moved here for. But, I mean, the other thing that we're lacking big time in this country is a belief in God. And a belief that, you know, we get our rights from God. When these young kids, young people, and even some older folks today who no longer believe in that supreme being, no longer believe in God, where does that leave you? It leaves you floundering. And these kids, you know, you're seeing suicide rates in young girls. You're seeing suicide rates in young kids because there's no absolutes for them. They have no hope for the future. The left has done a great job. Liberals have done a great job at taking God out of the equation.
Yeah, socialists want God out of the public square because socialists don't like competition. No religious book says become a ward of the state and you shall achieve salvation. And no civilization has existed without a moral code, and no moral code has existed for long without the buttress of a organized religion. So socialists constantly attack those two things. The plain truth of it is that the Catholic Church is not, the attack on the Catholic Church related to so many issues is because it's one of the few institutions that was standing up for pro-life, right? So they attack them on every level so they can get that morality out of the way or the next morality out of the way. So our civilization has lost its attention or the buttress of morality because they attack our religious institutions, and a civilization can't exist without those two things. And that's where we are. That's where things are heading. They're successful in that. You take God out of the public square like they have succeeded in doing, you see the downfall of civilization and socialism occurs. The historian Will Durant was asked once, does the lack of God lead, does social communism lead to a lack of God, or and he said, no. A lack of God leads to communism.
I agree.
Because if there is no God, then becoming a ward of the state is simpler.
Yeah, it's if I am the supreme being, if I'm at the top of the heap, you're all in trouble. And I joke that the Pelosi's of the world, the Schumer's, the Biden's, the whoever's, see themselves as the new gods of Mount Olympus. You know what I'm saying? They are the gods that you have to bow down to. All right. Mr. Del Beccaro, where do people find your writings? Where do they learn more about you? Where do they get your book?
All of those things are at politicalvanguard.com. That's politicalvanguard.com. You can see my latest two op-eds, the one on Newsom, and also the other one I wrote, I think, for the Epic Times, yes, about how the Democrat Civil War is just beginning.
Yeah,
I appreciate you having me on.
Always fun, Tom. Thanks a lot for being here. We'll catch up with you in a week or two. Joe Messina, your host.
All
God
right,
bless people.
Good.
Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here next week.